We've tried to explain it a little bit. I'll bet you can be a little more clear for us. What is trolling?
Trolling is one of those things, I think, that you recognize when you see it. It's not, you know, there's not a hard and fast definition, but I think the easiest thing to say would be that it's basically social media attacking of a person or, in this case, the case you just mentioned, a hashtag that's just sort of consistent. It's generally fairly abusive, you know, so it's aggressive. And what I mean by that is that they're not really looking to converse in any way, but rather simply attack and maybe start an argument or maybe just insult. And so it has some similarities to just bullying in that way. It's essentially just an attack. You mentioned that a lot of times it's anonymous. That's not always the case. Sometimes you know exactly who's doing it, and they're just kind of going after somebody.
All right. Well, what's the line, do you think? You've touched on it just a little bit, but what's the line between just dissenting and trolling? What makes you a troll?
I think usually you can tell the difference between somebody who's trolling and somebody who's simply disagreeing by the tone. In terms of, are they asking a question with the idea of, I'd like a response, I'd like to engage about an idea, a point of dissension, or are they simply just trying to sometimes even mislead people, so misrepresent what you say, or oftentimes they take it in an entirely different direction. So you may post something that they disagree with, but they take it in an entirely different way, the worst possible sense it could be interpreted. And there's just not a sense of they're trying to understand what the person is saying, and they're trying to come to a point of clarity or really kind of think through things.
Again, we're talking with Barnabas Piper about trolling. He's brand manager for Ministry Grid at Lifeway Christian Resources, author of a recently released book, The Pastor's Kid. You might guess whose son he is. Finding Your Own Faith and Identity. And thank you for that work that you've done, because that is absolutely critical. Can't ride the coattails. So appreciate that. Okay, on this issue of trolling, there's a lot of discussion about how to handle this. And some would say, let's go the Gamaliel route. And just the Bible reference here is Gamaliel said, hey, if this uprising of Jesus and his followers has any teeth to it, if it's got any spirit to it, we can't stop it. If it doesn't have any teeth to it, it's going to kind of drift away and it'll go away. Some people approach trolls that way, going, if they got anything good, if they don't, they're going to shoot themselves in the foot. Others say, no, block them, get rid of them. What say you, Barnabas?
I'm not sure there's anything that can be done about trolls. I mean, social media is an open platform to whoever, and that includes people with not very good intentions and pretty bad attitudes about things. I think it's more of a personal decision. Generally speaking, engaging trolls is useless. The term that I use for it is feeding the trolls. You know, all you're doing is just throwing them more and more meat to make a mess out of things. And so you can block them. Ignoring them is generally the best option, in my opinion. Some people have chosen to take actually a step back from social media, because they feel like it's maybe affecting their own attitudes. They're getting too upset or too engaged. It's taking too much time. And I think that's reasonable for people who, you know, who have that sense of conviction as well.
Some folks actually take social media sabbaticals. I really love these, actually. Have you ever done this? And do you think there's a good time? Well, the time comes when disconnecting is a good option and maybe the only option?
Yeah, June, I think there certainly is a time when that is the only option. I think probably the higher your profile is on social media, so you mentioned celebrities, they get all sorts of abuse for whatever reason. A lot of people in American culture seem to take a lot of pleasure out of trying to tear down those who are famous or who are popular. And so it makes sense to me why people in that position would want to take a step back and say, you know what, this is the costs outweigh the benefits to be on social media. And I think for Christians, even those of us who are not famous but who are just trying to engage social media, it can be worthwhile too, just because the amount of vitriol online can be something that's pretty detrimental to our souls. I think it can make us bitter, it can make us cynical, it can lead to arguments that you take a step back and go, why am I doing this? That was really dumb. And And so stepping back from social media for a while can be really helpful. I have never done it intentionally for any length of time, but there are definitely times when I'll just sort of shut it down and go, you know what, I need to cool off and take a break and not look at that, because that engagement is really unhelpful.
You know, Barnabas, I got to tell you, this isn't just limited to Twitter. I've gone post-midterm election. I've gone to a lot of different I was from Alaska, so I wanted to check out the gubernatorial kind of dialogue post-election and senatorial race as well. I'm telling you, Barnabas, trolls are everywhere. If there's a post and something that can be responded to, you're going to find trolls, and it ruins it. It just seems to ruin it. Is there a path forward that we can see something improved here?
Not a fix-it path, I don't think. There's not a sense in which you can go, if you do this, things will improve. I do think that there are some standards to which Christians can hold themselves. A very basic practical one is, if I wouldn't say this to their face, I probably shouldn't say it online.
Boom.
Either.
Great.
And a second, I mean, but then at the higher level, you just have the, is this something that's actually respectful to them, loving them, and honoring to God? I mean, just basic golden rule kind of stuff. And I think if Christians intentionally do that, it will influence the tone of things. But the fact is that there are enough people who simply don't regard those standards that sometimes you just have to ignore it, you have to avoid it, and you have to make a personal decision. This isn't an overall value of social media statement, but you have to make a personal decision of, is it worth it to be involved in this? I have decided that it is. Some people have decided I don't want any part of that, and I don't think that's a bad decision for them. That's probably wise.
Yeah, you have to do what's best. I know for me personally, I stopped using hashtags on Facebook and Twitter because I would go and follow the hashtag, and then I would feel like, man, I'm not even old enough to see this stuff. I mean,
really?
It should be like innocent things, but you like, my kid's adorable, and you click on the hashtag and you scroll through and you're enjoying it, and then all of a sudden, bam, a troll has invaded. It's kind of disheartening. So I personally, you talked about making that personal decision. I decided no more hashtags for me. Now, why do you think we should risk all the potential evils that come with online conversations when we can't have real conversations with people face to face? Do you think maybe Christians need to lean away from social media like a lot of celebrities are doing?
I don't think we need to lean away from it. I think we need to be a little bit more thoughtful on how we use it.
Yeah.
If the majority of our engagement with others is online, we're probably not experiencing the kind of conversations you just referred to, those actual fruitful conversations where we're talking through difficult issues, where we're talking through real life kinds of things, where we can disagree with somebody, but we can look them in the eye and see their respect for us and vice versa. If your engagement is purely online, you're missing all that, and it's easier for you to fall into bad habits of being a critic and a troll, because there's not really a person on the other end, it's just an avatar. So that balance is important. And then I do think that there are a lot of things that just shouldn't really be engaged online. I think online is a great place for the sharing of information. It's a great way to keep up with people at a very surface level who you don't get to see very often. Things like that. You know, you can see pictures from holidays and you can see who's posted what blog posts and who's, you know, you can keep up with the news even and stuff like that. But in terms of really thinking through cultural issues, religious issues, faith issues, those are things that really ought to happen more in the context of relationships and conversation offline more than online, for sure.